KJAN Sports.
It's time to check sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update is brought to you this morning by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, checking sports this morning, the bowl invitations are out, and the Iowa Hawkeyes are headed to San Diego to play USC in the Holiday Bowl on December 27th. It's their fourth trip to the game, but their first since 1991.
I've been here for 21 years, and I haven't been out to the Holiday Bowl, so it's going to be an experience for us. We're looking forward to it, and obviously the USC is very talented in what they do.
That's defensive coordinator Phil Parker, who filled in for Kirk Ferentz on Sunday. He was watching his son James start for the Patriots. The Hawkeyes finished their regular season at 9-3.
You know, it's extremely special to go against a historic program. I don't know much about them this year. But with that being said, you know, it's always special when you can play a team that historically is good and, has that history.
That's Iowa quarterback Nate Stanley. We'll have that game for you here on the radio coming up on December 27th. That'll be a 7 p.m. kickoff Central Time. Iowa State will be heading to play Notre Dame on December 28th in the Camping World Bowl in Orlando. The Cyclones finished the regular season with a record of 7-5.
I mean, this is a program that's got one of the greatest legacies in college football. And to be able to go and compete with them on this stage, I think it says a lot about where we're at. Certainly says a lot about where we want to go. And it's certainly going to be a great challenge for our kids and our program.
That's Iowa State coach Matt Campbell. That's the Cyclones' third straight bowl game.
You know, I think we've learned a lot. We've grown a lot. And certainly, as I've said before, we've grown through this fan base. But I think there's been a lot of growth inside our walls, too. And all of it's kind of collectively come to a great moment again for this football program to be on a really special stage and a really special moment for Iowa State athletics.
And again, that game coming up on Saturday, December 28th. That'll be a 4:15 kickoff Central Time. Oklahoma's overtime win in the Big 12 championship game on Saturday has put the Sooners in the college football playoff semifinals as the number 4 seed. That's the good news. The bad news is their semifinal opponent will be Heisman Trophy candidate Joe Burrow and the 13-0 LSU Tigers. The Tigers climbed over Ohio State for the top seed with their impressive 37-10 win over Georgia in the SEC title game. The Buckeyes dropped to second after turning a 21-7 halftime deficit into a 34-21 victory against Wisconsin in the Big 10 championship game. Ohio State's semifinal game will be against number 3 Clemson, which stormed to a 62-17 win over Virginia in the ACC title game. The Tigers have a 28-game winning streak as they seek their third college football playoff crown in 4 years. LSU and Oklahoma will meet at the Peach Bowl on December 28th, the same day Ohio State and Clemson clash at the Fiesta Bowl. In some other notable bowl matchups, on January 1st, Oregon takes on Wisconsin in the Rose Bowl. The Sugar Bowl will have Baylor against Georgia. Minnesota will face Auburn in the Outback Bowl, while Alabama will clash in the Citrus Bowl. Utah is relegated to the Alamo Bowl against Texas on New Year's Eve after blowing a chance to earn a spot in the college football playoff semifinals. The Utes lost to Oregon in the Pac-12 title game. Florida and Virginia will square off in the Orange Bowl on December 30th, Tuesdays, 2 days after Memphis and Penn State play in the Cotton Bowl this season. Well, Mike Norvell is Florida State's new head football coach, taking over a program that struggled while he was helping to build Memphis into a Group of Five power. Norvell replaces Willie Taggart, who was fired November 3rd after going 9-12. The Seminoles became bowl eligible at 6-6 under interim coach Odell Haggins, 6 years after winning the national championship. Norvell just led the Tigers to their first 12-win season in school history. He captured at least 8 victories in each of his 4 years at the helm. Also, a person with knowledge of the hiring says Missouri has reached an agreement with Eliah Drinkwitz to take over the Tigers' once-proud football program. Drinkwitz became in demand after making Appalachian State's successful coach the second youngest in a Power 5 conference during his lone season at the school. Arkansas has hired Georgia assistant Sam Pittman as its head coach, giving the longtime offensive line coach his first chance to lead a college program. Arkansas is coming off a 2-10 campaign that led to the firing of coach Chad Morris after less than 2 seasons. The University of Iowa says its former athletic director, Bump Elliott, has died. He was 94. Elliott was a star halfback at Michigan who won the Big Ten's MVP award in 1947. Elliott became Michigan's coach in 1959 and led the Wolverines for 10 seasons, a tenure that included a Rose Bowl win in 1964. Elliott, who was the Hawkeyes athletic director from 1970 to 1991, was elected to the College Football Hall of Fame in 1989. Well, the 9-4 Chiefs clinched the AFC West yesterday as Patrick Mahomes completed 26 of his 40 passes for 283 yards and a touchdown in a 23-16 win over the Patriots in a game heard here on KJAN. Tom Brady was under pressure all game and finished 19 for 36 for 169 yards, a touchdown, and an interception. That game was in doubt until Bashaud Breeland knocked away Brady's fourth down pass attempt to Julian Edelman in the end zone, ending New England's 21-game home winning streak. Elsewhere across the NFL yesterday, Green Bay held off Washington 20-15, Minnesota beat Detroit 20-7, Atlanta over Carolina 40-20, San Francisco came back to beat New Orleans 48-46, it was Cleveland over Cincinnati 27-19, Tampa Bay beat Indianapolis 38-35, Denver over Houston 38-24, the New York Jets beat Miami 22-21, Baltimore over Buffalo 24-17, the LA Chargers beat Jacksonville 45-10, Tennessee over Oakland 42-21, Pittsburgh beat Arizona 23-17. The L.A. Rams surprised Seattle 28-12. Iowa State outscored 16th-ranked Seton Hall 48-40 in the second half to beat the Pirates 76-66 in Ames yesterday. Coach Steve Prohm says the Cyclones overcame a slow start with their defense.
When's the last time we beat a ranked team shooting 38% from the field and 21 from three? But, you know, we held them to 36%. They shot 26 from three. Last game they shot 54, and they shot 40 from three, and they out-rebounded us by eight. We out-rebounded them today by three. So proud of our guys. This was a great win for us. The atmosphere was terrific.
The Cyclones had four players in double figures as they improved to 6-3 on the season.
You want a collection of a team that really competes hard defensively and makes tough plays and then is really, really unselfish on offense. I mean, that's the two things you're really searching for. And I thought by committee tonight, we did a great job.
Tyrese Halliburton had 17 points. George Condit had a season-high 17 off the bench, while Rasir Bolton had 17 points, 15 of those in the second half. Elsewhere in top 25 college hoops, number 5 Virginia beat number 7 North Carolina 56-47, 9th-rated Gonzaga over number 22 Washington 83-76, 11th-ranked Michigan State topping Rutgers 77-65, 17th-ranked Florida State beat Clemson 72-53, while number 19 Dayton a 78-68 winner over St. Mary's. Minnesota takes on Iowa tonight in men's basketball as both teams look for their first Big Ten win of the season. Minnesota won 78-60 at home against Clemson on Monday. Iowa lost 103-91 on the road against Michigan on Friday. Iowa's a perfect 5-0 when the team blocks at least three opposing shots. The Hawkeyes are 1-3 this season when they block fewer than three shots. Iowa has won its last three home games, scoring an average of 85 points and giving up 67. Iowa has committed a turnover on just 16.1% of its possessions this season, which is the top rate among all Big Ten teams. The Hawkeyes have turned the ball over only 11.4 times per game so far this season. We'll have that game for you live tonight here on the radio. Pre-game coverage getting underway at 6 o'clock this evening. Tip-off from Carver Hawkeye Arena, 7 o'clock tonight. And baseball news, the Baseball Hall of Fame will soon include longtime catcher Ted Simmons and former Union head Marvin Miller. Both have been elected by the Modern Baseball Era Committee and will be inducted this summer. Simmons was an 8-time All-Star during a 21-year career spent with the Cardinals, Brewers, and Braves. He batted .285 with 248 home runs, 483 doubles, and 1,389 RBIs. Miller took control of the Union in the 1960s and molded it into the most powerful in professional sports. That's a check of sports this hour. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.